Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I have another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We have Michael Quick, owner of Body and Mind Energy Healing, as in Encinitas, California. And without further ado, let's bring Michael out. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for letting me be on your show. I'm so pleased to be here.
Our pleasure. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Awesome. Thank you. So my name is Michael Quick. My business focuses on energy healing at both the body physical level and the mind psychological healing. I am a Reiki master. I offer Reiki services. I offer chakra balancing. And some of the psychological Reiki services that I offer are cutting of the cord, which is removing the unhealthy energy link between another person, and also inner child therapy. And in addition to that, I also offer psychological trauma healing through energy means, and also a technique that I've designed myself called the Sherlock Method, which is a systematic way to analyze what's wrong with your physical systems in your body. So,
okay. And what type of background does someone need to do what it is that you do?
So for the Reiki services, obviously, need to be get Reiki training. But this is an interesting question because I've always felt that I've had a really strong skill and had really positive results with my clients. And so I was asking this question to someone I really trust. And one of the things that he says, which makes a really good healer, one that is disciplined, has moral character, and has faith, which when you have those, you're, you know, the effect of your healing is more significant than if you're kind of middle of the road on that sort of characters. And so I found that an interesting character for that. And obviously, the more energy protocols that you have, the more that you can offer to your clients. So,
Okay. And what made you pursue this profession? Have you always been passionate about helping others growing up, or is it something you kind of grown into as you've gotten older?
Well, several years ago, I was the receiver of some energy healing in my physical body myself, and then I was in a relationship where I was receiving some energy psychology therapy myself, and it came across that I was fairly good at this. And then time went by, and then I came across Reiki, and I, as the itinerary for the different levels of training, and it's like, yes, that's what I want to do. That's, you know, when I got to that point, I realized that I had a real passion, not only for helping myself, but for helping other people. And, you know, I'm the type of person that's, when I make up my mind, that's it. I beeline it to my goal. And so at that point, I decided I was in level 2 Reiki training. I already decided I'm going to be a master, and I already decided that I'm going to open an office. And that's, and so you know, my passion is for healing others, and that's, and I'm just letting, you know, universe source guide me on what that looks like. So I have the office in Encinitas, but, you know, my real passion is that one day I will have my own wellness center. So that's my passion.
That's beautiful. And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you regarding the services that you're offering right now or, you know, sometime in the future?
So on my website is bodyandmindenergyhealing.com, and it has all my contact information. My email address is michael@bodyandmindenergyhealing.com, and my direct telephone number is 442-224-3272. And also on a personal account on Instagram and Facebook, Michael Quick. So any of those will get you to me.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for coming on and, you know, having a conversation with us. A lot of people, you know, are in need of help, and it's nice that you're still helping others during, you know, this very sensitive time. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And yes, I'm here to help those who need it. So thank you for the time, for letting me be on your show.
Of course. And for everyone else, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.